Part 2 of Reading Between the Lines. Guess I forgot to shut the phone off. As usual, we got so many phones and everything, I hate answering them. But, here we go. Now, as you lay out those rocks, it all picks up information. And you might say, well, what about past, when the tea leaf reader is looking at something in the past? Past, present, future are all one. It's an illusion that they're separate, and when you read between the lines, that illusion of time disappears. The only thing that's involved in time is the words that you write on a piece of paper. Well, they follow a sequence of time. But then when you look at it more closely, you realize that something can be written of the past, the present, or the future in words. So it really isn't about a present moment, is it? The same thing happens with tea leaves. The same thing could happen with rocks. The same thing happens with bones. You know, if you rattle a bunch of little tiny bones and throw them on a table. Cards, it all comes down to that same thing. That is what really reading between the lines is. So when you talk about something like the Tibetan scrolls, they're written in a way between the lines that only when someone knows how to decipher it, can pick that information up. You don't have to read Tibetan to pick that information up. You don't have to read the actual language it's written in, because the words in the language are separate from what's written in the between the lines. So, it's a very nice way to hide something, isn't it? Very effective way, because the person who's coming for that information is emotionally charged, won't find it. Nice little trick. Anyway, so, there you are. As you write a letter to someone, are you always thinking and feeling what you write? I don't think so, because most stuff is censored. This is also another reason why I was very straightforward and refusing to have my books edited a lot. Especially my first one. It was a real complication. We did have some editing on it, and then I had to do some rebuilding. It just took a lot of work to get things back. But we've got somebody editing who has no idea of what they're doing. You know, has no idea of this information. They just re-edit everything. It's like having all those little rocks lined up by you, right? And someone comes along and says, well, I'm going to take this rock, put it here, put this here, put that here, put that here. What's happening is, that person is now adding in between the lines their stuff. And if they're doing it on a day where perhaps their husband or wife just left, or something else has happened, or they're having a bad day, they end up shoving that junk into between the lines. And that is why I'm so touchy about having my stuff edited. And I always say, if you translate it as much as possible, do exactly what's written. Follow exactly what's written there as much as possible. Now, if you don't read English, and you wanted to go into reading between the lines, all you would do is you pick up the English book. Whether or not you can actually read it or not makes no difference. That's actually the easiest way to learn it, because then you're not confused with the words that are there. You just read along as if you can read the words. Just keep reading along. After a while you get a little bored. And boredom means a little uncaring, a little uninterested, unemotionally attached, because it becomes a little bit monotonous. You see, and that's the trick right there. As it becomes a little monotonous, a little bit boring, it becomes uninteresting, you let go, the tension lets go. And the information more easily flows into your conscious mind. Because as you get bored, your conscious mind tends to open up a little bit. It allows things to flow in that sometimes it tends to block a little bit. Because it's saying, oh, just give me something, anything, I'll take anything, anything, and then let it flow in. When you're doing that, again, reading between the lines on the heavily edited book, guess what's going to happen? I've seen writing from a writer, and I've seen it go through editing, and you know what, I can't tell that they're the same thing anymore. You have to remember something about writing, and about spelling, and commas, and abbreviation. Writing is a piece of art that is attached to the individual that does it. In other words, in our society, we say things have to be written a certain way. Punctuation marks, commas, periods have to be put in a certain place. That's like telling a painter only to use two colors. That's it. That's paintings are only allowed to have two colors and only left stroke marks. You know, that's ridiculous. A painting belongs to the painter. It is part of the person that paints it. You can't edit a painting. That would be like going up to Picasso and saying, well, you know, it's not bad, but you got too many straight lines here and not enough curve. So we're going to take this one out, put a curve, this one a left-sided curve, this one an S-curve. Pretty soon, you don't have a Picasso anymore. Do you understand that? A piece of writing is an individual thing. So, if you are a lawyer and you have to write a transcript for the court or something, well, perhaps that has to follow a certain mathematical sequence. But if you're writing something else, a story, a letter, something about yourself, something to someone else, a poem, anything, it should never be edited. And anyone who comes along and says, it's not bad, but it needs some editing, basically is an idiot. You know why? Because they really have no understanding of the written words and what they really mean and what they represent. They're a picture. You take a page with words on it. It may only have one color, the black, but it is a picture, and it forms a picture in the sentences how the words are placed. And it's nice that, you know, you can go to school and everybody at the end of the day places the words in the same way, spells the word exactly the same way. What exactly does that do to that picture? Does it ruin it? Well, not entirely. It doesn't necessarily ruin it, it just changes it. But it also at the same time messes up what's in between the line. See, when you take that pure writing from someone, they wrote a page, whatever they felt that day, let's say out of a book, a person is writing a book, maybe it could be a small book, but they're writing it. They don't write the whole book in one day. They'll write a page today, maybe three pages tomorrow, maybe half a page. Each one of those pages are different. Each one of those pages are unique, and each one of those pages has particular feelings to them. You give that to an editor, he doesn't like that. See, they like to smooth it all out so it's a nice smooth transition. Again, I guess that's up to you. What do you really like? What do you really enjoy? Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe a little bit of something that's been smoothly edited, and maybe something that's real and raw and true. The point is, you don't grab everything and edit the crap out of it. So when you write something, leave it as it is. And again, if it's a legal document, whatever, obviously, that doesn't quite work and that doesn't totally apply in this explanation. Allow it to be. One day, you know, this will be taught in schools. It's something everybody does anyway. It's something people do all the time. And if you really pay attention, you can see it. Someone will read something, and there's nothing bad about what's written. It's just quite nice. But they'll go, it doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel, I don't like reading it. I don't like it. You know what? It's not what's written a lot of times that they don't like. It's what's written in between the lines that they don't like. And you can take that out by editing it. Because the editor will make enough changes that that's virtually, he wrote it enough that you can't really read what's in between the line. It becomes a jumble. Sometimes if something is edited too much, what's in between the lines becomes so much a jumble that it's not really interesting to read anymore. Sometimes what makes a really interesting writer, and this is what I've noticed, is someone who writes in a fashion that people like to read, like it's a smooth reading fashion, but at the same time what flows in between the lines matches what's sort of written there. And that makes a very smooth, that's like a candy with a smooth inner filling. And that becomes, in its writing, very popular. As long as it's not edited and destroyed. Sometimes, you know, if they do just a very light editing, maybe a few spelling words, the odd comma and so forth, it doesn't destroy or disrupt what's in between the lines. It just allows it to be there. But those become the most famous writers and the ones that a lot of people sought after, because, especially when what's written in between the lines is calming and reassuring, then you sort of want to read the book and you want more, and you even want to hold the book, because what's in between the lines is good for you. Well, there's your explanation. Hope that works. Talk to you later.